Hey there, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hello. Hungryland. Hello, peoples.
Hi, Lise.
Howdy.
I am good. How are you guys?
Good.
No one asked me how I was, but I figured I would just tell you.
Well, howdy is like, how are you, kind of, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. No, excited to be here. We are freshly back from the largest food show in the land, and definitely in the whole country, Expo mm-hmm. West.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think I've been going to now for, I don't want to say because it makes me feel ancient, but like 20 years, except I missed maybe one or two for a book tour and then during COVID. Yeah. So I've been there at least 16 times,
and
I would say.
Weren't you there when we all, then didn't they cancel it when you were actually there? Like it was the next day you got there at that night and the next day like because of COVID?
Yeah, we knew it was canceled, but it was, yeah, the 2020, it was such a fiasco that year because everybody, they didn't give anyone their money back. It was like a huge deal. We just went to Disneyland.
And I feel like that was the last day before Disney closed, before like last, we went full pandemic.
Like a week. Yeah, there was like a week after. It was crazy, but like it is such a big food show. When I first started going, it was just small and there were a lot of like very natural sort of underground brands and now it has just exploded.
Yeah.
And the best way to describe it is like, it's almost like when you say it's like going to a theme park for food.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And now we all just take, and by the way, like the whole, not the whole staff, but I'd say a nice chunk of the staff will go and we all see different things.
Yeah, I know. Cause it's so big. You can't possibly go to every booth, but we would like text each other. You would tell us, make sure you check out this booth. Make sure you check out that booth.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know if people can get an idea. Like if you imagine every hall is like the size of a football field.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's like five halls and one of the halls has two of the halls have two floors. So it's really like seven football fields.
That's crazy.
Of food that we have to walk through. Yeah.
You just made me realize how many halls I missed, but always fun. And always, you just see, like a lot of times you see the same people. And I love seeing people who have like very small brands and then they grow them. Like the first year I was there, guess who was there? And I think it was his first year. Justin from Justin's Peanut Butter.
Oh, wow. How sweet.
And he's there every year. He was actually at a different booth. I didn't get to see him this year. But he's amazing. And there's just a lot of really cool entrepreneurs and just fun people that you see all the time and great food.
Yeah.
So what we did was grab a ton of stuff and take it back to try for you.
Yeah. By the way, they also randomly have like massage booths, which one of them was like these massive, like those really expensive big chairs and you could like sit in them. And I don't know really what they were doing there, but there was another booth that had these little like, I don't know, you like put things on your back and it like activates your muscle and it was great. And I sat there for a while and then they were like actively selling them. They were like, $200, $200, $100, $100. Okay, we'll give you two.
Did I?
Really? I totally did.
Wow.
It was such a good deal.
That's so funny. Oh my God. And another fun thing I like about it is you'll see people that people will see, maybe they recognize me or they recognize the name Hungry Girl. And they're like, wait, I used to work for this brand back in like 2008 and you did this and you did that. And it's like, it's just, and then you meet people you had emailed with that you'd never met before. Anyway, it's just, it's all fun and it's all good. But the best part is actually getting the food and trying it. So that is what we are doing for you today. And we're excited to jump in. But before we do, what you got, Mike? Breaking
juice. All right. There's a new protein option at Chipotle. It's called Chipotle Honey Chicken. Unfortunately, we're recording this before Chipotle opened, so I couldn't get it. It's freshly grilled chicken with Mexican spices, marinated and smoked Chipotle spices with a hint of wildflower honey. It's available now for a limited time. And I actually went to the Chipotle website to see the calories. So if you do a salad and you add the chicken with salsa, fajita, veggies, it comes to 480 calories, but 220 calories are from the dressing. So it's actually, but you probably cut that in half, right? So it's probably more like 400 calories if you do it.
Yeah.
Do it right.
No, I always love new proteins at Chipotle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't eat at Chipotle a lot, but I like it.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about how impressive that Hungry Boy report was, that he went to the website, built a very Hungry Girl friendly salad, and then said, but wait, the dressing is half of it. So maybe if you like,
you're right. I should have really addressed that. Good work.
Thank you. Well, I feel like that was just like the appetizer of my good work. Cause here's the real find of the breaking chews.
Uh-oh.
Target has teamed up with Ann Kim. I guess she's like a famous chef in Minnesota. She has a lot of restaurants with a wood fire crust pickle pie pizza. It's made with ranch sauce, mozzarella cheese, pickles, and topped with potato chips. It's It's 290 calories a serving, and there's four total servings. So it's a little bit high, but I think it's worth it. Well, we're going to try it because I got it yesterday. Wait a minute.
Where do they sell this?
At Target.
What?
Yeah. That doesn't even seem high to me. Sometimes it's like 360 for a serving.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm like confused about how the potato chips.
Yeah. Do they come separately and you add them right before?
No. Potato chips.
They're just frozen.
Everything
on
came
there?
Frozen. Yeah.
This is beautiful. Look at these. It does not look like frozen pizza. This looks like restaurant pizza.
Yeah.
And at Target.
And it's a thicker crust.
What a way to start.
I should have done this last because I'm really on fire right now and the rest is all downhill for me.
Ready?
Oh. One, let's try. I'm trying the pickle first, two. But go.
Oh, I'm going all in.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
The look on Lisa's face.
It's so funny because I took a bite of the pickle and I'm like, wow, a reheated pickle. Then you bite into it with everything.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't even, it tastes like pickle Alfredo.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. It's like a ricotta almost, that ranch.
It's a white pizza.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a white pizza with pickles and potato chips. Yep. It's like the best thing I've ever tasted.
I'm tearing up. Like this is I'm not a huge pizza person and I feel like I would eat this every day of my life. It's the best thing ever.
So when we were at Expo, we did try the Cauliflower Dill Pickle Pizza, which was very good, but I think this blows it away.
This is the best thing in the universe. But this probably has a lot more calories than that.
Oh, yeah. Don't get us wrong. The Cauliflower Dill Pickle Pizza was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But this, I think when you add the potato chips, it makes a huge difference.
I just think this is so reasonable. So a quarter of that pizza, which is what, like steering wheel sized?
Depends on your car. Yeah, it's not a huge pizza.
But it's not a personal pizza. It's like medium sized.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like...
I would eat a third of it.
Yeah, I probably want to eat a half of it. Yeah. But whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just one of those decadent.
A half. It's not terrible. It's less than 600 calories.
No, I'm eating more of this.
So a quarter of the pizza is 290 calories, 13 grams of fat, 11 grams of protein. I mean, that is just... Can we like recreate it on a pizza?
Yes. That cream sauce... Holy moly. Yeah. That's like it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it's a ranch
dressing, I
think. Don't leave
me alone with that pizza. Is it ranch dressing? I don't even love ranch dressing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Really? Yeah. I thought it was a cream sauce. How did they describe it?
It says, made with a ranch sauce and topped with mozzarella cheese, sliced pickles, and potato chips. So when you go to look for it, we'll put it on the podcast page too, but it's under the Good and Gather logo. So you'll see the Good and Gather collabs and then you'll see Ann Kim.
Amazing.
Really can't miss it. It's really pretty look at.
Amazing. Good work, Ann Kim.
Like, wow. Come visit us, please.
Well, my job is done here. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. Mikey out.
Thanks, Mikey. You've been 10 out of 10. You get a 10. All right. The first item from the expo hall is another creamy thing that looks delicious. This is that's interesting. I carried this around all day and I thought it was truffle mac and cheese. And it says here it's truffle mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Is that mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I thought the same thing too. I thought it was mac
and cheese. Why did we all think that?
Okay, this is Tartuffe Jimmy Instant Truffle Cup Truffle Mashed Potatoes.
Do you smell that? The second it went in front of me.
What is happening today? This is like
the truffle.
So there was like a guy in a costume, in a truffle cup costume that we posed for pictures with. I have a picture with the man. I mean, I like them a lot, but because frozen mashed potatoes are way better than instant mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a very creamy mash. It's not like chunky. It's almost like silky.
So delicious.
Yeah, I love it. I like it much better than that typical store brand mashed potato that you buy with it's all powdery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is that?
I don't remember.
Hungry Jack?
Can I see the container? This is very creamy.
What is the standard
I forgot. How
it's
do I
red.
Know? Yes. It's like Idaho mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
It's not Hungry Jack. That's pancakes.
Yeah.
No, what is it? Who makes them? No, come on, Jamie, you gotta tell us. This is really good.
I'm too distracted by this deliciousness. Wow. And here's what's great
very
about this.
Truffly.
Is this like a portion size minus our bites?
Yeah, that's the whole container.
So really nice container size, portion controlled.
And how many calories for that whole container?
The entire thing. You ready for this?
Yeah.
170. One and a half grams of fat.
Wow.
What?
6 grams of protein, 5 Weight Watcher points.
What? Where do I buy that?
So this is available at select online retailers. We will give you some links on our Foodcast page. This is an Italian product. It's ready in 5 minutes. It's made with real truffle. Mike, what was, do you just add hot water to the cup, the existing prepackaged cup?
Yep. And it's all right there on the instructions. It's, boiling hot water.
That's amazing. Yeah. And that I didn't think that cup would survive because literally I was running outside, not even running, walking for about 40 minutes in the rain. Wow. And it was at the top. And I kept looking at Aaron saying, there's water balancing on the on the truffle. I kept calling it truffle mac and cheese, but it was mashed potatoes. Yeah. What a nice surprise.
But they should, their second product should be truffle mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
So that was Tartuffe Jimmy Instant Truffle Cup Truffle Mashed Potatoes. We are off to a swinging start.
Yes. Next, we have a barbecue sauce. This is Vivid barbecue sauce, but like, Mikey, you popped in here very excited because you found this 10-calorie barbecue sauce.
Yeah, so I walked by this booth, and it's an Asian company, and they're all very happy to be here at Expo. And they were telling me about everything that they have. I mean, they have, besides this, they have like ketchup and honey mustard, and then they also have drinks that are sugar-free drinks that are, I believe, with allulose. So, and they're trying to make it big in America. That like they're super huge in Korea. And
Korea's leading sauce brand.
Yeah. And so they're trying to get their foot into
Oh, it's allulose and sucralose. Interesting. Interesting, interesting. But 10 calories. Yeah, because barbecue sauce is very, very sugary. Mm-hmm. Normally it's like, that's where it, like all the calories come from. Yeah. So
it's usually like 60 to 80 calories a serving. Mm-hmm. This is 10 calories for two servings.
I air fried us some chicken.
Oh, Mike.
What?
You,
he just wants an A plus today.
Yeah, I don't even understand, Mike. What are you doing today?
I don't know.
You're excelling. That's what you're doing. Oh, I just tasted it alone and I like it.
Mm.
Oh, that's great.
It's like vinegary, but also sweet.
It's really good.
That's very good. Mm-hmm.
That's better than actually a lot of the...
It really is. This may be like the best sugar-free barbecue sauce. This is a good find.
Yeah. A lot of times they taste like you took a sweetener packet and put it in, like a no-calorie sweetener packet.
I agree.
Honestly, this reminds me of like, maybe it's because I just licked it off a chicken nugget, but it reminds me of like McDonald's barbecue sauce.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, absolutely.
So a little thing about, so when you look at the ingredients, allulose is second, but sucralose is like the second last.
Okay,
so
that's good.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Wow. Good work. I'm so glad this sauce company is coming over here to this country and bringing their sauces.
10 calories for 2 tablespoons, 250 milligrams sodium, not a lot. No sugar, 1 Weight Watcher point. This is available on Amazon, which we love, and at select Korean markets like H Mart. It's Vivid Kitchen. Keep an eye out for these guys. Low calorie barbecue sauce.
I'm going to order it.
Well, you can have this one too.
Okay. Next up, this is a scary product that I think Jamie located.
I did.
Now, it is not nearly as scary as other things I've eaten from this brand. Mm-hmm. Because during the pandemic, I ate a lot of canned vegan hot dogs from Loma Linda. They literally shoved these hot dogs in a giant.
Yeah, it was so creepy looking.
Creepy. So this is not quite as creepy as that. It's Loma Linda chicken barbecue sauce in a can. So it's like vegetarian, whatever, vegan. Is it vegan or vegetarian?
Because
a lot of this stuff is just vegetarian.
It's so
this,
vegan, sustainable, comes in a can.
So it's plant-based, vegan, sauced up chicken in a can.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it says serve hot or cold. We're going to do it room temperature, I guess.
Okay. Is that an option? It says hot or cold. Tab. Doesn't say room temp. I bet this has really good stats, and that's the big draw.
This looks really tasty.
It looks like,
I mean,
dog food.
Yeah, but
it's like delicious. I mean, dog food.
Let's not judge a chicken by its appearance. It does look good, and while Mike's spooning that out, a quarter cup of it.
Actually, forking it out.
I was going to say
forking it out. What did I say?
Spooning.
Oh yeah, forking it out. A quarter cup has 60 calories, 1 gram of fat. The stats get a little confusing and wrong because it says 7 grams of carbs, but then it says 11 grams of total sugar.
Smell it.
So we're not really sure what the points value is, but 60 calories.
Wait. Smell it before you bite it.
Oh, it smells like tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Tomato soup.
Yeah.
Interesting. And wait, so the whole can has how many calories?
We need to try that hot. I don't like it cold.
Well, we got a microwave.
Okay. So it's giving like baked beans vibes.
Yeah, totally. 100%. Yep.
Which is not a bad thing.
But also the texture is like, it's a little strange. I feel like if you're going to like put this on a plate and expect to eat this just as is, or even like on a sandwich alone, it would need some, a lot of recipe love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is very saucy though, which I like because you can take this and put it over like, I don't know, maybe like rice cauliflower or like something.
Yeah. Or like mix it. If you like chopped it up and made a burrito with with onions and and cheeses and other things.
You know what I think would be good? Steamed broccoli slaw. And mix it with that. Like, you know how we have like a sloppy Jane stir fry slaw? Like, I feel like a hot slaw veggie.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do recommend putting
cheese would be good.
Yeah.
They do recommend putting it in a sandwich, a wrap, a bowl, or a salad. Those are the recommendations.
I think we would like it better if we were not eating it straight out of a can.
Yeah. Probably. It's not awful, but I think it's not for everyone. Yeah.
That I would agree with.
It's but a little...
This is definitely something that could be considered for a, like your earthquake kit or, you know...
Do you know what else this is
tornado
good?
Kit.
We always sing the praises of shelf-stable protein. You know, there's so many nights where... Me and Mike will realize, oh my gosh, we have no protein for our dinner. And it's like, you know, having a Starkist pouch is great to have on hand. Mm-hmm. It's a great option for people that don't eat, you know, for vegetarians or vegans to have a shelf-stable protein.
You're right. I mean, I love Somos stuff for that. Mm-hmm. So you could add that to the Somos section of your pantry.
Yeah. I love Somos.
Me too. That's you could make brand. A good taco out of this, like a barbecue chicken taco.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right.
So that was Loma Linda chicken barbecue sauce. But it's really barbecue sauced chicken. It is available online from the Loma Linda website and select other online retailers.
Okie dokie. Next up we have from our friends at Spindrift Soda. It's their Spindrift with real squeezed fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But don't they all have real squeezed fruit? Yes. But these are just new flavors.
Yeah.
Shirley Temple, which is kind of fun, which that's a cherry citrus, and strawberry shortcake, strawberry vanilla.
Yep.
Have they always called it soda? Like, it's not sparkling water.
Yeah, so Spindrift is sparkling. This is, I think, a maybe like a pop. Wait, hang on, don't do it yet. I think it's maybe like a poppy. No, I guess there's no apple cider vinegar. So, yeah, it's a soda.
Right, I think maybe their other is sparkling water. You may be right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe this is like marketed to like kids or something.
Yeah, and this isn't zero calorie, which is fine though, because it has no, the only sugar comes from the real squeezed fruit. I'm excited to try these. We've
how
got
many calories is it?
So the Shirley Temple has 43 calories. I love the specificity. The strawberry shortcake has 32 calories, and both of them have a Weight Watcher points value of 1.
Nice.
Should we open them at the same time?
I don't know if my head can handle it. Ready? Yep. 1, 2, 3.
I think I just fell asleep.
What do you want to try first?
Whatever you want.
Strawberry shortcake
it's
it
so
is.
It's so funny. I literally will, in the middle of the night, I wake up a lot and I play those like YouTube videos where it's like, this will put you back to sleep instantly.
Welcome to my world.
Do you do that
I have been singing the praises of ASMR since like 2004. It's my favorite.
Is it? I don't know if it's actually ASMR.
It's all but ASMR. It's, anything that like that relaxes you, and is, yeah.
Oh.
So right, this is the strawberry shortcake.
Oh, that's interesting. It's like a tart, lightly sweetened. I like it because it doesn't have a ton of flavor.
Yeah.
And it's tart.
Yeah.
It's creamy. They really delivered on, like, it's giving cream soda vibes.
It has, it's the vanilla. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. It's different.
There's something about it. You know what it is? It's the whole real squeezed fruit. That's what this is not. It's almost like feels like something you get at a soda shop. Like, it's not your average can of soda. The fruit juice really delivers.
Delish.
Am I the only one who thinks when you hear the word shortcake, you think of Happy Days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one.
Totally. Okay, Joni.
Yeah.
That's shortcake.
That's what Fonzie used to call
Fonz called her. I was always jealous. I was like, I want to be shortcake. Are we trying Shirley now?
Shirley Temple. And when I think of Shirley Temple, I think of every time we had like a bar mitzvah or a wedding and I was a kid, I had to drink a Shirley Temple.
Of course. But the girls had that and the boys had the Roy Rogers. Right?
Yeah, but for some reason, everyone gave me Shirley Temples. I don't know what that's supposed to
be. Were you in a dress?
No.
Wait, this is, it's different. It's gingery. Yeah. It tastes gingery. It's like ginger ale.
Something about these, I can't put my finger on it. It's...
Is there no apple cider vinegar in it?
No apple cider vinegar.
It's because it tastes tart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, I really like that.
I like the tartness.
So the Shirley Temple is just cherry puree, pomegranate juice, tart cherry juice, apple juice, lemon juice, and lime extract.
I think these are great.
I think they're great too. Like they taste natural. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't usually like flavored waters. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is. And it's not super sweet, which I like.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It tastes natural.
And yeah. I, on the opposite side of the spectrum, don't usually like sparkling water. Like I like things to be like straight up sweet. And this is so different for me. And yet I love it.
Mm. Which one did you guys like better?
I think the Shirley Temple.
I think I like the strawberry.
I liked them both really equally. Big fan. This also comes in orange cream float, which is an orange vanilla flavor. Concord freeze, which is grape.
Whoa.
And ginger ale, which is a ginger citrus. And these are available on Amazon. They're rolling out to select grocery stores like Albertsons. It's Spindrift soda with real squeezed fruit.
Wow. All right, I'll be looking for that. Mm-hmm. Oh, next up, this is funny because I found this when I was walking around Expo. And it's Philo's. Is it Philo's or Philo's? Philo's Walking Tamales Corn Bar. I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I.
Sweet corn elotes. So there were different flavors. It's something called Walking Tamales. It was a small table. And usually at Expo, like people are very sort of excited about what they have. And they're very into their products. So I was like, when I walked up, I was like, what is a walking tamale? Did you heat that or no? Oh, wait.
Oh, no, it's not supposed to be heated.
Wait. Well, so
that's
wait.
What it says on the thing.
So, oh, I'm glad. Well, maybe this guy just was like a stand-in.
Oh,
because,
okay,
wait,
yeah.
Because I was like, walking tamales? What's that? And literally he just looks up and says, it's a tamale you can eat while you're walking. And I was like, oh, so you just like open it and you eat it cold? You can. I said, or are you supposed to heat it up? He goes, you can. I was like, oh, okay, let me just take one. He said nothing about the walking tamale. I just walked away with the walking tamale, and I said, we'll try it on the podcast.
Yeah, it says open and eat or enjoy it warm in the microwave for 10 to 15 seconds.
Should I microwave it?
Yeah, maybe.
These other flavors, Mexican chocolate almond, peanut butter, what? Strawberry coconut. There's like dessert ones.
Wait, should we try it hot and cold?
Do we only have one, Mikey?
Yeah,
we have one. I'm lucky it didn't walk away.
Yeah. So we're doing a savory flavor, correct?
Yeah, this is. Yeah,
I
should
have
we just
to
try
vent to heat it?
You can heat it in the pouch.
Yeah, but I have to vent it.
So good, that helps with the walking.
Yeah, so if I don't do that and I open all the way, then I won't be like.
Won't be able to breathe.
Let's eat it hot because we can always let it chill.
Okay.
And taste it later.
Fine.
It's only going to be 15 seconds.
So these are shelf stable. Everything in today's episode is shelf stable.
I hope so because they've been sitting out on the table for a week.
So one package is 210 calories, 9 grams of fat. Wow, only 200 milligrams of sodium.
So that's one tamale.
8 Weight Watcher points. I keep wanting to say, like, a tamale walked into a corn bar. It's a walking tamale corn bar.
It's an interesting concept. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about, like, hey, if only I could carry my tamales when I walked. It would never occur to me.
I know. It just feels like anything is a walking food if you want it to be.
That's true.
We should all of our recipes should just be like walking apple pie.
Walking. Well, there is. Yeah. McDonald's apple pie is walking. Yeah.
I think,
goodness.
Whoa. It's like a pop-up frozen dessert. Oh,
here. So that's weird.
Wait,
we
just had a monumental moment on the podcast.
What happened?
We, for the first time ever, it's been over there for about a year now.
We used our microwave.
We used the microwave in the podcast room.
Okay. I'm going to shut up because I really like it.
Oh, I like that. There's
that's great.
Out.
This is so good.
The sweetness of the corn.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's not what I thought a tamale is.
It was tamale.
I thought tamale was like a pastry on the outside. I was thinking like an empanada.
No, like when you see it, normally it has the corn husk
it's
on the
corn,
outside.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wrapped.
So this is like a mixture
it's
of
like cornmeal.
What is it? What is cornmeal?
It's like
okay.
Cornmeal. Yeah.
It's
I
incredible.
Love tamales.
That was
That's
like
great.
Yeah.
Wowza.
I love all of these things.
That's really good.
So, like, I'm thinking eating occasion. Is this a snack?
I think it is a snack or part of a meal.
The ingredients are water, sweet corn, corn flour, oil, brown sugar, sea salt, baking soda. Very simple. Very delicious.
Whoa. You know, any day of the week, I would rather have this as a snack than a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And it tastes like it has a lot of sugar. I mean, 10 grams. I don't know. That's phenomenal. Yeah. I want to, so where good. Do I buy these? Because I'm going to buy these.
These are available at Sprouts. They're online at Amazon, Thrive Market, and the Philo's website. There are other flavors also at some Target locations. It's Philo's or Philo's? What did we decide?
No.
Walking Tamales Corn Bar. Spectacular. Philo's. I want to try all the flavors.
Me too. Could we order them right now? Let's order all of the Walking Tamales. I wonder how long they last.
Oh, they've got a variety pack.
Next up, we have Smart Fries Thin and Crispy Potato Sticks. Who found these?
I did. It's a new flavor because this is an old school product, but it's a honey barbecue flavor. And we're trying to figure this out. We think it's like a repackaged, rebranded version of the Gourmet Basics Smart Fries.
So these are like
that's what we're thinking.
Like a French fry version of a like a fat potato stick,
yes.
Potato chip supplement.
With a honey barbecue flavor.
Oh, they're so light.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's really good.
I feel smarter.
They're almost like, they're very unique.
Mm-hmm. Love the texture.
So light. I love,
sweet barbecue.
I thought they were going to be more like crispy, like a real potato.
They're
that's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and so one bag, which they're very lightweight. It's 0.6 ounces, but a nice little size snack bag, 70 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points. These are gluten-free, non-GMO, vegan. You know, we think they're in the process of being rebranded because we see the Gourmet Basics version on Amazon, on the website, other retailers.
Same stats? Like similar?
I think so. It's Smart Fries. That's like the...
So is it the same company, Gourmet Basics and Smart Fries?
Yeah, I love them. They're good.
Where's the baggie? Let me see if it has
like a parent
brand.
Everything on my plate, I just want to keep eating.
And these also come in like so many flavors. Garlic and rosemary, cracked pepper and sea salt, cinnamon swirl.
Mm.
Whoa. We have to order those too. All right, moving on to another snack. These are famous. Erin was freaking out. She said these are like her favorite little pretzels. She gets them on airplanes. Stellar mini pretzel thins. And we picked up a few new flavors, truffle pesto and bruschetta.
Yeah. And we, if we recall the first episode of the year, we tried their Maui onion twists.
Oh, I took those too.
Yeah.
They're sweet.
Which one do you want to do first? Truffle pesto or the bruschetta?
You pick.
Let's do truffle pesto.
Okay.
So this comes in like a beautiful little snack pack with 50 calories, but we're not sure if these were just for like samplings. We're seeing larger sized bags online.
These are like little tiny broken pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, are they shaped like hearts?
No, I can't tell.
Yeah, little hearts.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting. I wouldn't put truffle together with pesto. It's good, but the pesto really takes over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try the bruschetta.
It feels more like a cracker than a pretzel. Like, it's not as pretzel-y as I expected.
I agree.
But it's yummy.
They're very cute. This one is shaped like a pretzel. Mm, that one's good.
Yeah, that's the winner of the two.
Oh, lots of flavor.
This would be good on a salad, like, instead of a crouton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. Really well seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
Yum. These are baked with avocado oil. They are dubbed a grain-free super pretzel made with chia and hemp protein, vegan gluten-free. There are large bags of full-size versions on Amazon. Oh, like even the actual things are mini pretzel thins. I think there's like full-size pretzel thins. So, you know, everything at Expo is like a lot of times it's not quite readily available yet. But a version of them on Amazon. Stellar mini pretzel thins. We tried the truffle pesto and the bruschetta.
Stellar.
Don't make me laugh. I'm going to cough. Okay, next up we have, this is Captain Bootyhead Puffed Rice and Corn Extra White Cheddar. Literally, when I saw the table, I walked over and I was like, Captain Bootyhead? This guy is just like ripping off pirate's booty. Then I walk over and I realize the guy behind the table was the inventor of pirate's booty. And this is his new product.
I love it.
I was like, what? And
what
he was like,
name.
He was just talking about pirate's booty. Like he was a big rock star at this event. And I'm like thinking, why are you trying to improve on something so perfect? So I don't quite
understand. What's the difference?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it looks exactly
the same.
These
are larger.
Okay.
No? Or, I mean, maybe.
It says it's the authentic puffed rice and corn snack that has been enjoyed by loyal fans for generations. So what's different?
On the front, it says, I'm the creator of Pirate Booty.
Right, but then it says it's been enjoyed by loyal fans for generations. Captain Bootyhead.
I think we should do some research because my spidey senses are going off, if I'm using that term correctly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here's what I think is happening. I think he sold his company, had a non-compete for a certain number of years, and then was able to start a new company that is similar with like a name that's sort of similar. I mean, I could be making this up. I watch a lot of Dateline.
It's so funny. I like Googled it and I didn't find it right away. So I like image searched it and it came up on LinkedIn. Captain Bootyhead to the rescue. Bootyheads unite. Save LA and California. They must have been like contributing to the wildfire relief efforts.
But is my story just made up?
I don't know.
One of my pieces of booty fell into the allulose barbecue sauce. I don't know. The Vivid. Sorry. It was amazing. You should try it. Seriously.
I bet. I have everything falling into the sauce.
This is such a good sensory experience for me. It kind of like dissolves on your tongue. It's a little Wonka-ish. Mm-hmm. Like it's really good. I just don't understand, but I absolutely love it. One ounce.
Everything. I'm sorry.
You get about 47 of these.
What?
Yeah. And they're like a nice puffy size. 140 calories, 8 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein, 5 Weight Watcher points. Oh, there's also a spinach and kale flavor.
I'm still so curious. Wow, I want to know why. I want to know why. Why? How does it compare?
Yeah, this is one of the few. Maybe we should have him on the podcast. We got to hear the deets.
Well, we should see who owns Pirate's Booty. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So there's very limited information online. Literally, that one thing about them supporting California was one of the only things I saw. They're available on faire.com, but you need an account to order. So it's like this is definitely very new. So just keep an eye out. Look for the booty head.
Captain Booty Head.
I love it.
Oh, next up, we have another snack. Levels 4D flavored chips. Sweet cinnamon churro and bold nacho cheese. What does 4D mean exactly?
So I was looking at that. So there's four layers. There's like the top layer, which is like the hat. Then there's like the, I don't know, what? Cheese. For this is the nacho cheese one. Then there's another.
The hair.
This is like the burger patty.
That's the head.
Then there's more cheese, and then there's the bottom piece. We'll open up and see.
That's the neck. That sounds like five pieces. So, I don't understand.
It says each chip starts with a 4D corn and potato base. So we're already in 4D.
Okay. Yeah.
Before anything else.
So we're going to do nacho cheese first to keep the savory.
It's bold nacho cheese.
I mean, it just looks 3D to me.
Yeah, wait. That's not even any. Let's look. One of mine broke open.
Yeah, these just look like Fritos to me.
It's like a bugle.
Oh, this one has innards.
It's like a potato bugle.
Yeah. It's a bugle without the horn. It's like a...
That's yummy.
That is so salty.
Drumhead.
It is very salty.
I mean, in a great way. Season. That tastes like... Wow.
Yeah, the whole bag has 400 milligrams of sodium for the nacho cheese one.
Interesting.
The churro one has a lot less sodium.
I feel like I don't love the packaging. Like, it should be more inviting. It looks almost like a gym snack.
I could see that.
So this is the churro.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're going for.
Maybe. Does it have protein? It looks like it should. Want to try that one?
2 grams. Okay, so 25 pieces, has 100 to 110 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 1 to 4 Weight Watcher points. That's quite a spread. Probably because the cinnamon one has sugar, maybe?
I like the cinnamon, the churro one.
Yeah, it would be good on ice cream.
Yeah. I like the crunch on the first one, too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not bad. They're fine. They're not like, I don't feel like they're like a disruptor or they're not going to change the world.
Can I see the bag again? Because it just, like, the first one tastes like junk food in the best possible way. I want to know, like, what better for you attributes does it have?
Yeah, good call, Jamie.
Made with 100% avocado oil, gluten-free, GMO certified. So that's kind of the thing. It's not necessarily meant to be like lower calorie or that type of healthy. It's more ingredients.
The ingredients.
Yep. Expo West was the official launch. It was the first time any mass group tried it. This is Levels 4D flavored chips. Again, brand new. So we're not sure if it's available yet.
Okay, next we have a different snack from a brand that I love. I am a big fan and purchaser of Undercover chocolate quinoa crisps. So these are like, imagine like a healthier Nestle Crunch bar situation. We've written about them before. Maybe even partnered with them once. Oh. But this particular flavor is a milk chocolate with sprinkles. Mikey, you found these, right?
Yeah, so I went over to the booth, and I remember last year talking to the owner, his name is Michael, but he was busy talking to somebody else, so I think I got his wife, and she was telling me that these are limited edition, they're only out in the spring, they should be out, if not now, like any second, because spring is, what, a couple days away, but they were really excited about these, and I had to, like, actually beg them for the bag, because they didn't have many.
I mean, they're so pretty, and I love that they're individually wrapped.
Yep. You get a bag in a bag.
I once ordered a giant bag of these from Amazon.
Smell good.
Each of those little bags, by the way, 35 calories.
It's each snack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so it's one per bag. Mm-hmm. They're like little cookies. They remind me of those cookies.
Yeah, no, they're Nestle Crunch bars. They're not cookies.
Yeah.
They literally are like a Nestle Crunch candy bar, but instead of rice, it's quinoa.
So good.
Like, it's like, I literally, it was during COVID, I ordered a bag of like 300 of them.
Yeah.
And it came in like a big, clear, almost like a trash bag. It didn't even come in like packaging.
I remember because that year
it was undercover.
It was totally. Oh my God.
I remember because that year for the holidays, you gave me a big bag of sweets and there was about 100 of them. There were a lot, but not 100.
I couldn't finish them. Like, I mean, do you blame me?
Healthy, simple ingredients, naturally packed with protein, fiber, and nutrients, nut-free, gluten-free, kosher, non-GMO certified. I think they come in these little 35 calorie packs. So 1.5 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points, again, gluten-free. This is the Undercover Chocolate Quinoa Crisps in milk chocolate and sprinkles. Very, very limited edition. Walmart, currently out of stock on the Undercover website.
Interesting. Yeah, they come in a bag, and in the bag, they're individually wrapped pieces of candy. And how many pieces of candy do you get in that bag?
12.
Oh, okay. Not bad. And cute bags. Yeah. And they do make a lot of limited edition flavors.
Yeah.
Like for the holidays, they do a peppermint one. Yeah. I love this.
I love their pumpkin one.
Yes.
Oh, so I remember good. That.
It was great. Next up, we have another sweet treat. This is skinny dipped dark chocolate and coconut almond bites. We love skinny dipped.
We all get our own bite. Same thing here. They're all individual. They're in a big bag and then they're all individually wrapped.
Yeah.
What's the candies that Mounds? Almond Joy has nuts. Mounds don't. Yeah. Is this like a Mound swap?
No, it's like, it's like an Almond Joy.
So, and this is another
thing.
Does
it have a nut in it? Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it is
enough. Oh, duh, skinny dipped.
They call it like an Almond Joy, like at the booth they were saying. But it actually looks like a piece of See's candy. It looks like a turtle.
Totally. 100%.
It looks like a turtle. Oh, it's not super low calorie.
These are 80 calories each, 6 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points each. Low sugar, really though.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
No sodium? Could that be right?
That's really delish.
It's like a chunky peppermint patty shape.
I think everyone is really hitting it out of the park today.
Yeah. No sugar alcohols, by the way, in this. Only 3 grams total / added sugar.
Mm. What's it sweetened with? It's really good. It tastes real. It tastes like sugar.
Can I see the bag, Mikey? Coconut, dark chocolate, which is made with cane sugar, almonds, tapioca syrup, agave syrup, maple sugar. I mean,
I don't understand. How could it be so low in sugar?
I mean, it's only one piece, you know?
Yeah.
And I think maybe their whole thing, like if you look at it, it's a thin layer of chocolate. So maybe that's the gist, is that it's less sugar because it's a skinny layer of chocolate.
All I know is it's worth those 80 calories.
Yeah.
For sure. And I don't need another one. No, that's satisfying.
No, but I might rather have 2 of the undercovers. It
says, dive into these coconut almond bites that will have you swimming back for more.
That's
cute. Time to snack with no strings attached. Was that a human or ChatGPT? Because I quite enjoyed it.
That was a ChatGPT.
Adorable. You're hired.
Let me go get the
Okay. So, these are not yet on the Skinny Dipped website. Not seeing much info online. So keep an eye out for Skinny Dipped dark chocolate coconut almond bites.
Next up, we have La Colombe Coffee Roasters Draft Latte in a limited edition strawberry mocha cold brew with milk. First of all, this coffee brand is incredible.
Yeah, people love this.
They're from Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah. Every time you walk out off a plane at PHL, there's a La Colombe.
What's the Philly version of Pac the Ca? Like, what's the thing you say?
I don't know.
Water. Like water.
Water.
Give me
water.
A glass of water.
Yeah, all of Jamie's family says water.
Water. I'm allowed to say it. Home. Water. Home.
Okay, so what's the story with this? I never heard of a strawberry mocha cold brew with milk. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I've never heard it either.
This is interesting. It's got fiber.
What?
7 grams of fiber.
Wow.
Wait, what's a draft latte? Like, I don't understand.
A latte in a can?
Okay. Is that like draft?
I mean, because draft, when you think about like draft beer, it's not in a can.
No, I think it's like the way it's like processed, like brewed.
Let's just try it.
All right. Do I shake it?
Wait, does it say to shake it? I was going to remind you to shake it, but I forgot to do that.
It says best enjoyed chilled. Okay, so it says neat strawberry mocha draft latte, our newest flavor. Subtly sweet strawberry, luscious flavors of a cafe mocha, seasonal cold textured latte. I didn't know cold was a texture.
Cold textured latte.
I don't see.
Natural flavors, real farm fresh milk, real cold brew.
It doesn't say anything about shaking it.
Best enjoyed chill.
Maybe I'll turn it upside down and then just do that.
Speaking of shaking, I saw a really cute cartoon. It was a bunch of kangaroos, it was a bunch of them around, and they were all opening cans of soda that were exploding in their face. And there was one kangaroo that was giving them out. And the reason why they were exploding is because he's a kangaroo. He was hopping all around.
That's funny.
So all cute. The soda was being
That
shipped.
Sounds like a New Yorker.
It does.
Yeah,
right?
Like a New Yorker.
I think it was the Far Side.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I like that too.
Wait, this smells great. It smells like strawberry quick.
120 milligrams of caffeine. So similar.
OMG. I love this. Why do I love this so much?
I just thought of something.
Hold on. I'm passing out right now. Before we get into that, this is creamy, strawberry, coffee. I've never tasted anything like it.
Yeah, that's exceptional. Wow.
What the heck?
And a lot of times with when you add strawberry to any kind of drink, it's like overpowering strawberry. It's not. It's like a subtle, perfect strawberry taste.
I need to get my hands on these.
Well,
all right. I don't know if this would work, but you know how we recently bought freeze-dried strawberry powder mm-hmm. on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Do you think we could use that in an ingredient to make a creamy coffee swap for this? Or is it too tart?
I think it's too tart, but you gave me an idea. I would put some cold foam on that with a sprinkle of that stuff on top. It would be so good. This is too good. I mean, it's 160 calories, which is not what I would normally.
Yeah.
I would normally not drink
one
that.
Tall can, 11 ounces, 160 calories, 4 grams of fat, 15 grams of sugars, 7 grams of protein, and 7 grams of fiber.
What?
6 Weight Watcher points. This is available at retailers like Target and Stater Brothers, Amazon, the La Calome site. I mean, really interesting products.
I love their coffees. And I remember when I bought their original lattes, I would spike my iced coffee with it. I wouldn't drink the whole can. I would do the same with this.
Yeah.
We have one left, one item. Smart Sweets, Smart Chews. Now, everybody knows Smart Sweets. They do weren't they the first to do the Swedish fish?
Seems like it, yeah.
Definitely.
Low sugar, low calorie.
With the naturally sweetened angle.
Yes.
I feel like before that, everything was aspartame.
Right. So this is their answer to Starburst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, is this brand new?
Yeah, brand new.
Mm-hmm. Sweetened with stevia and isomalto oligosaccharides.
So what flavor? This is cherry lemonade what is fruit punch?
They only gave us the
hold on, I can't even open them.
And the cherry lemonade.
They're soft. They're not hard yet.
Right. I wonder if they're soft. Hold on, I'm having trouble opening these. Maybe it's because of my
Starburst
nails.
In so long.
You know what I mean?
I know they really hurt. They take your teeth out.
Heavy on the lemonade.
I'm eating the fruit punch.
Cherry lemonade is pretty good.
Very tart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good. You know, I don't eat these like I eat gummy candies.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are looking for a Starburst swap, I think you'd like it.
Yeah.
But I'm not a Starburst eater. And you know what? I didn't think a lot of I don't think their core audience, they are Starburst eaters. I think Starbursts are more for kids, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, Swedish fish, you could argue. I feel like
women love Swedish fish.
True.
Like every female I've ever met in my life. We all love them.
Well, I like that they're trying to hit all types of candy swaps.
True.
So one bag, there's no listing of how many chews are in the bag, but one bag has 130 calories, 4 grams of fat, 5 Weight Watcher points, only 2 grams of total sugars, no added sugar. Versus leading brands, we know which brand that is, with 25 grams of sugar.
Is there more than one?
Yeah, leading brand.
Leading brand.
Schmarburst. These are on Amazon and they're at Sprouts. Smart Sweets, Smart Chews. But they're definitely stuck in my teeth, but that's how you know they're a good swap.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't want to bite. I still have that, I have a temp in my head right now, so I don't want to chew on it. You know, what a fun day it was at Expo. And now even better because I didn't try all these things at Expo or really any of them. And I did eat enough for 7 people at Expo, but this was so awesome.
All right, Lisa, do you have your rating hat with you?
I don't, but I'm going to still try to rate it.
You're
going to
wing it?
I'm going to wing it.
All right. Starting off, let's rate it. This was a non-Expo find. It was our Breaking Choose find and Kim's Wood Fire Crust Pickle Pizza.
With potato chips.
With potato chips.
I have to give that a 10. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Only a 10?
So good. I'm going to eat the cold crust right now. Mm.
It's still crunchy, right?
So good.
Yeah. Doesn't get soggy.
Mm-mm.
Pretty amazing.
Next up, Tartuffe Jimmy Instant Truffle Cups. This was the truffle mashed potatoes.
Those were excellent. I'm giving those an 8.5.
Nice.
Yeah, they were really yummy.
Yeah.
Silky. Next up, we tried the Vivid Kitchen Low Calorie Barbecue Sauce.
I'm giving that a 9 because it's like, it's a product that we all need. And I think they did a better job than a lot of other competitors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next up, sticking with the barbecue theme, Loma Linda Chicken in Barbecue Sauces with a canned meatless product.
You know, I'm going to have to give that a 7. It's not an amazing score, mm-hmm. but that's what you get. It's a 7.
I mean, I think that's quite fair. It has its applications. Straight out of the can, I don't think is the best one, but mm-hmm. definitely an audience for this.
Yeah.
I mean, we can heat it up real quick.
Nah. Okay, moving on. We tried Spindrift Soda with real squeezed fruit.
I like those. I'm going to give them a solid 8.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to Philo's Walking Tamales, or Fio, we're not sure. Walking Tamales Corn Bar. We tried the sweet corn elotes.
Elotes. That's Mexican corn, mm-hmm. which is my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. I love it more than anything. And I have to tell you, even the fact that we can get that same sort of satisfaction that you get from that Mexican corn that's usually so creamy and mm-hmm. fatty mm-hmm. in this tamale that has decent stats, I have to give it a 10.
Wow.
And it's a pretty big size for the, you know, it's 200 calories. You're like, oh, wow, it's a lot, but
it's a snack. It's
probably more than a snack. I mean, you could probably
make this
as a
hefty snack, mini meal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you surprised I gave it a 10?
I mean, I'm not. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So good.
Like, this would be perfect on a plane. You know?
Yes.
That's so
flying tamales.
Yes.
That's so funny.
You get a meat stick, this tamale, and there's your lunch on a plane.
So smart. Call JetBlue.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about smart fries. We tried the thin and crispy potato sticks and honey barbecue.
8.5. Solid, delicious. Actually, not so solid. Very airy. Yeah. Mm. Very airy.
Moving on to Stellar mini pretzel thins, the truffle pesto and bruschetta.
You know, I'm giving those a seven and a half. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were good, but they're not like, they weren't my favorite, and I'm a pretzel maniac. Yeah.
I think they needed to decide on either more truffle or more pesto, mm-hmm. but there was not enough of each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or separate the two.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's talk about Captain Bootyhead and his puffed rice and corn extra white cheddar.
I liked it. I didn't quite think it's as good as Pirate's Booty. And I don't understand it yet, mm-hmm. but it was, I'm 7.5.
Yeah, we need more info.
Yeah. Yeah.
But dipping it in that Vivid barbecue sauce probably gave it 2 more points for me.
Excellent.
Next up, Levels 4D flavored chips. We tried sweet cinnamon churro and bold nacho cheese. Give me a blended average.
Blended average, I'd say 7.5. One was a little better. One was a little not as good. Mm-hmm. I was going to say not as better. Mm-hmm. But it was okay. It wasn't groundbreaking. If they would have better packaging, it might even give them a higher score.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, Undercover Chocolate Quinoa Crisps in the very limited edition milk chocolate and sprinkles.
I just love these guys. 9.5.
Yeah.
I love this brand. I love these candies.
Yeah. And they're cool people.
Really?
Yeah.
I love hearing that.
Then we tried Skinny Dipped Dark Chocolate Coconut Almond Bites.
Delicious. And if you like Almond Joy, you will flip. I'm giving those a 9.
Mm-hmm.
La Calome Coffee Roasters Draft Latte Limited Edition Strawberry Mocha Cold Brew with Milk.
9.5. So delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, I would give it a 10, but I just can't. I can't bring myself to give. Because I don't drink a lot of my calories.
Mm-hmm.
But love it.
Yeah.
Okay, last on the list, Smart Sweets, Smart Chews.
I'm going to give those an 8 because I do think that even though I'm not a Starburst fan, if you want an option to, you know, for a Starburst that is very low sugar or like no sugar, how many sugar? Zero sugar?
3 grams.
Three, very low sugar. Yeah. I think it's 2. Great. 2, even better than 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. 8.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's it.
I wish Expo was coming back. I wish it was twice a year.
Didn't it used to be twice a year? Wasn't there? Oh, no, there's one in New York. Yeah.
It's not New York. It's East Coast, but sometimes it's like Boston or DC, I think. There's an Expo East and an Expo West.
I think we're going to Expo East.
It's not as good.
What about Expo South, Expo North?
Expo East is never as big or exciting. Expo West is, it's the way to go.
I don't know. If it's smaller, it might be better for us older people.
You might like the fancy.
Us older people.
Hey, speak for yourself. No, the fancy food show at the Javits Center in New York, you would love that, Mike.
Yeah.
Because it's like Expo West is a lot of like natural stuff and natural products, but fancy foods, it's just like food. Yeah. And a lot of it is fancy. Wow. So it's great. Anyway. Are we giving anything away?
We could do another book. We did one in the last episode.
Oh, the brand new book?
The brand new book.
Wowza. We don't even have it yet.
No, we don't. No. So we're not giving away the one copy that we have. Yeah.
Once it becomes available, we'll send you a book. Actually, maybe I'll just send it to you from Amazon.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Then it won't be signed.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Good point. Yeah. So you have to wait.
What do they have to do for it?
Just text me. I want a book. That's it. I want a book. 805-380-8075.
Do you get certain people that do it every single time?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah. And they probably are like, how come he doesn't text back anymore? I can't text everybody back anymore. Aww, I'm sorry.
I used to,
but there's just too many. I get too many. Like, I don't have the time.
Well, then you should just like text them back every 3 or 4 weeks or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Auto reply.
I was going to say an auto reply. They're going to feel rejected.
I can't do all the replying with
okay.
This was a yummy episode.
So good. Yeah. Anyway, do we know what we're doing next?
I believe it might be either a Target. Yeah, I think it's a Target.
Oh.
We had the most fun doing an online Target haul. Like, I was sorting like a mad woman on all of their different categories and looking at a lot of the store brand stuff, which is very well priced, and you can still order it online. So we scoped out some great things. Do not miss that episode.
Can we please pretend we didn't have the pizza and eat it again in the next episode?
Deal.
Maybe there'll be another pizza that they can.
Very exciting. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Definitely try to win that book, and don't forget to come back and see us in a couple weeks.
Yep.
I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.